It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
Halloween is coming, and it's only 1 week away, so I thought we would take a look at some scary Halloween idioms to help you study English, and if you're teachers, maybe you can use these idioms in your class to prepare for Halloween. Now, Halloween, it was a festival when the spirits of the dead were believed to revisit this mortal world. And to scare them off, people wore scary masks and costumes. Now, the festival is said to have come from Ireland, where it is widely celebrated. And in the 19th century, Britain and Ireland, there were many accounts of people going house to house in costumes at Halloween. And they would be reciting verses or, you know, saying expressions or proverbs or things like that, maybe even some idioms, in exchange for food. Yeah, so they were given food for what they were speaking to the people. And sometimes, if they didn't get food, they would warn people about bad luck coming to them. All right, and that was the start of the expression trick or treat. Which is really common nowadays with children going to door to door asking for treats. And in North America, the first ever recorded trick or treating was right here in my hometown in 1911. So we Canadians are to blame for Halloween and trick or treating. Now, on to the idioms. First idiom. Scared stiff. Scared stiff. All right. And this means to be very, very frightened. All right. So scared that you can't even move. You're like a dead body. You're stiff. All right. So when I saw a giant spider in my bathtub this morning, I was scared stiff. Yeah. Scared stiff. That's one. All right. Another idiom. Death trap. Death trap. Now, this idiom means a building or a structure, perhaps like a bridge or something, that is very, very dangerous. So if you're going to walk on it, you may die. All right. So I'm thinking about some roller coasters, you know, that I've ridden on, that when I got on them, I'm thinking, oh, my God, these are death traps. I'm going to die on this roller coaster because it's so old and dangerous and wooden, perhaps. All right, next one. Come back to haunt you. Come back to haunt you. All right. So this expression means you make a mistake now and that will affect you perhaps later in life. Yeah. So I skipped school last month. And now it's coming back to haunt me because I missed an important lecture. Yeah, we've all done that. Next one, scare the pants off someone. Oh my gosh, you scared the pants off me. I wasn't expecting to see you in this house. Yes, have you ever scared somebody where like the pants fall down? Not really, but that's the expression, you know, to really scare someone. All right, another expression. A skeleton in your closet. A skeleton, which is bones and no skin, in your closet. A skeleton in your closet. And that means kind of an embarrassing secret. Yeah. So if you decide to become the president of the United States, like Donald Trump, the reporters are going to find a lot of skeletons in your closet. Yeah, as we know with Mr. Trump there. Next one, blind as a bat. Blind as a bat. Now, this expression means that you can't really see I'm blind. I can't see. I can't see a thing. I can't see a thing. Yeah. So my mother is as blind as a bat when she's not wearing her glasses. So she can't see anything. I can't find my, where's my glasses? I can't find them. I am blind. All right. Next one. Night owl. Night owl. And, you know, I am a night owl. It's a person who loves to stay up late. And maybe you are listening to podcasts. Yeah. You're a night owl, so you love staying up, listening to the James Rice Show. All right. So remember, keep studying English, or it will come back to haunt you. And don't be a night owl, spending all your time texting and playing games on your phone, or you will go as blind as a bat. And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.